Blog Talk Radio.
Christmas spirit part of this
And so that's why we got to do it, make sure we understand that you're not following nothing right then. This thing came down to set up this situation. Everything they set up is against the law of God. It is against his will. You see? Rebellion. That's what it is. See? And you know, the scripture tells us rebellion. This is rebellion. This is that the sin of witchcraft. You see? And so here we are out there. A lot of our people. Now, when we talk a little bit about Christmas, I'm going to start with this article because when we get into this kind of stuff, I'll be honest with you, we have to go and find stuff, go research, because it's out there for anybody if you know, want to just do some research, study on your own, you'll find that this information is out there. See? So I'm going to read out of this article here that I discovered here, and it says Christmas, of course, is celebrated on to remember the birthday of Jesus Christ. Christians believe he is the Son of God. See, that's the first big deception right there. You know, they believe that Jesus, well, you know, when they say Son of God, they don't want to even think about recognizing that Yah is not a God. You see? So they just automatically fall right into step with the rebellious one. Okay?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask you. Which God? Lucifer? You know, Apollo?
This particular one here, we're dealing with about around this Christmas day. You know, we're looking at it as a sun god. You see, this is the one that when you look at the cross, every time you look at the cross they got out there, you see this halo around this person's head that they call the Son of God. They call Jesus. You see, they got that halo around his head, and they were just pointing you, directing you directly back to the Son God. See? So this is what we deal with. You see? And so this is why we got to be able to understand and not allow ourselves to just be led into this junk no matter what. It's evil, okay? Satanic, that's what it is, okay? Now, it talks about the name, obstacles that Christ man, Christmas, comes from the man of Christ, or Jesus, Jesus, okay? That's who they got, he is. Okay, he is Jesus, a man service, which is sometimes called communion or Eucharist, is where Christians remember that Jesus, that Jesus died for us and then came back to life. See? Now, like I said, if you know, we're talking about this because we know some people just really don't, you know, they just, you know, they're ignorant of the truth about Yah and Yahushua, because we know sent Yahushua here to die for our sin, okay? And he's been resurrected to go to the right hand of Most High in the kingdom now, you see? So we know that. So, but for the sake of this lesson here, this information, I'm trying to make sure you understand when you see it, to say something about our Christ, our Christ or the Jesus, okay? Don't you understand that we're that ain't the Messiah. Jesus is not the Messiah, okay? He is not, because that is not the Messiah's name. Anyway, our Messiah plainly told us, I come in my Father's name, okay? So he has his Father's name on him. And so therefore, I'm trying to keep us from getting in it, even if you're still an ignorant of this, trying to keep you from getting confused about what we're talking about here. Okay? Now, I say the Christ man service was the only one that was allowed to take place after sunset and before sunrise the next day. So people had it at midnight. And you know, that's still going on right now. You know, I'm telling you that December the 24th at midnight, if you're looking at your TV, you will see this big man that the Pope will be doing the Catholic Church, okay? They'll be doing it at midnight, you know?
He's up in darkness. He's up at night. There's no light in him. No daylight in him at all. So we get the name Christ Man shortened to Christmas. All right? Now, Christ Man is now celebrated by people around the world. Whether they are Christians or not, it's a time when family and friends come together and so-called remembering the good things they have that they have. People, especially children, also like Christmas, as it's a time when you feel and receive presents. So, Elder, if you want to type, pop in and jump in and comment on this. I know. And this is something that, you know, we need to kind of make sure that we understand that it's not of Yah. All right? So, yeah, let me let you come in our comment.
Significant other, this can lead them into making bad choices. Talk about that.
we're talking about bad choices in the so-called romance department. Hasty, not well thought out decisions, partnering up with a new mate, or as they play in today's language, a new boo. That's the young people. Some of them call it. There's a song called Boot Up, talking about the boo. And this can lead to devastating consequences. People are oftentimes not well vetted out what people were talking about. We talk about the people you jump into these relationships in a hasty manner. Because you're looking at the Christmas season, right? Bought into the fence. Bought into the hype. Come on. You're supposed to be all hugged up with, you know, some man or woman, right? This is a season for romance. This is a season for giving gifts, like you said, receiving gifts. Get together with your family, eat the high school meal. So, well, it has that other aspect to it. They didn't leave nothing out of this stuff. It has that vicious, romantic element. And I tell you, you know, when I was real young, you know, like just getting into the job market, teenager, I mean, I was working in a mall, and I think I was like between girlfriends. So I didn't have a girlfriend at that particular time. And here it is. I'm working at a mall. Seeing people, if it looks like you see everybody. So, I mean, you know, that's probably not the way it really was, but, you know, in your mind, it looks like everybody coupled up. Here you are walking around the mall. And, you know, I tried to go to the little store that I, you know, do a girl at. Or see what she's doing. What you know is that already hooked up with somebody. So, you know, I felt that lonely. 19 or whatever, like I say, in between relationships. And, you know, it was weird. It was like, urgency. Like, I mean, man, I must really have it bad. You know, like, you know, you could meet somebody in February or March, but no, that ain't good enough. You gotta meet somebody during this time of year. You're supposed to be yoking with somebody during this time of year. I mean, I don't know if it's still like that, because I've been giving this season thought in so many years. Even before I get to the truth, I gave up on this season. I believe there's still people who are caught up to death in this. The romantic element, this false manic element that this hell I need seems to bring, you know. And so, you know, the people who are not with anyone, you know, first of all, you should consider yourself blessed sometimes, because the people who, you know, when you look across, you see people coupled up. Trust me, those relationships don't mean that they're good relationships. You know, the people in them probably wish they were out of them. So, you know, but everything is a story. When you're going through this time of year, supposed to be a time of beer giving, singing, you know, eating, being together, being happy, and being in love, right? Just have somebody hold your hand.
Yeah, some of
these are lonely. A lot of lonely people out there. And this is amplified. And, you know, that's why they say, I didn't look up any statistics or nothing like that, but I have heard in former years that this season is one of the high seasons for suicide. Part of that reason is people who are lonely. They feel like they're supposed to be a part of something, a part of someone, and feel alienated. They feel alone. And it leads a lot of people to amplify just like you say, that demon. The demon that's over this whole lot, whole hell lot. This is a deliverer. We're in the most demonic time of year. We've covered that over the last 3 weeks, starting with Halloween, by when we've covered this time, entering solstice, right after communicate with demons. We know it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of dead. Yeah, to celebrate. And, you know, for a foundation of this, to the previous, at least the last 3 weeks, we laid a good foundation for this whole solstice. So, the demonic element, when it crafted that, you know, the delusion that it created was, this is supposed to be a time of romance. You know, you're supposed to be hooked up, yoked up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at those who are not. Look at those who do not have a so-called significant other. I have a spouse, but they fall victim to the season. They've actually bought into it, and they feel that same sense of urgency that I felt decades ago. You know, and especially, I'm not going to just say women, but it's probably especially the women, because they're the, you know, the women are the one that usually lead with their heart.
Mm-hmm.
You think, Elder, this is happening on some of our people who bought into the LIA piece. They're feeling lonely. When you feel lonely, you have to make bad decisions. You give an example of what a bad decision could look like. Yeah, it could be, but let's just say, let's keep it real. Our people feeling lonely, and they go out. Public point, bar, what happens, or some other social, trying to get invited out to some social gathering. And if the want of romance is heightened during this time of year, they may, I hate to say lower their status, but they may be more inclined take the advances of a stranger than they would normally. So let's say a guy, a young lady come up to talk to a man or woman. You don't know what background, you know, what this person is carrying with them. Now I'm talking about weapons. I'm talking about what they're carrying in their spirit. Here you are.
Yep.
Your eyes get big and glittery and you think, wow, I can actually hook up during this special time of year. And you let someone into your space, you know, where you may normally, you know, during another time of year, you say normally wouldn't have done it, at least that quick. Here you let someone into your private space, and you're excited. But you don't know what this person is carrying in their spirit. You don't even take the time to check this person out. You know, the background check, the body at best. Mikey, you don't have to do a background check. You're just so happy that you might even think this is from Yah himself. You know, in your heart, you were really looking to hook up during this time of year. So, look what happens. Meet somebody. Now, this person could be a Wiccan. This person could be a straight up Luciferian, devil worshiper, you know, and they prey on the bottom. They can sense, just like an animal can sense your fear, you know, like a dog can look at two different people and react two different ways. One person walks by and leaves them alone, myself. Another person shows fear and trembling, and that dog might even take a sniff at them, you know. So, these demons, they can sense, definitely. They can sense when you, what do you call it? They can sense when you're thirsty, you know, romantically.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to turn it on. So here you let this demon into your life. And we don't have to go through all the details of the consequences that, you know, that could follow. Devastation. You know, you could go down that rabbit hole for a long, you could be a single mother. Think you met somebody. Think you met somebody special. You have a child at home, let's say a young daughter at home, teenage daughter, and here you are letting a demon into your life. You know, a demon who may one day try to go after your young daughter. You know, after he mess you about it. So I mean, that's just like I say, rabbit hole infinite. But we're just talking about beware. That opening scripture, Elder, what we started with. Try the spirit. That's pathetic. You gotta try.
Yeah.
How you try? Try to get the word. You know, the Ruach got to death. The Ruach will lead you to all truth. If you don't have Yah's spirit in you, it's pretty much hopeless right there. You're trying to lead to your own understanding at that point, you know, and the scripture tells you don't lead to your own understanding. Trust in Yah with all your heart. We met him through the Spirit. He gave us the gift of discernment. Those of us who are filled with the Ruach, he's given us the discerning spirit. He met him through the Word of God, that his character, his speech, that his actions line up. Also, one step further, somebody has to know this person. And these days, man, you better try to get with someone who knows this person. And give as much information as you can. And I don't even care if he or she comes to you, talks about Yah this and Yah that. Didn't you hold something that's going to be many at the end? That's going to come to him and say, if we do this in your name, if we do this in your name, he goes, it wants me, I don't even know you. But we call someone and says, oh, you're a Hebrew sister too, I'm a Hebrew sister. You can't fall for that stuff. I've met so many devils since I've been in this walk. That'll take a whole nother show. I first came into this walk, Elder. I mean, I was so starry-eyed. I thought everybody was guilty. You know, I thought everybody was just above board, just, you know, right. And they know Yah. Wow, this brother knows we live for life. This sister knows we did. I was listening to my, and I was listening to almost every tape, probably not tape, but a CD I could find. When I came to truth, a lot of people was making CDs. Listen to all the YouTube videos I could find. I mean, horrible doctors, but I didn't even care back then. I was listening to them. I mean, I was wide open. But that's how you be when you're in love. Right? You know, I was in love with the truth. Kind of like that song that you played at the beginning of the show. You know, when he found out who he was, he fell in love with the truth, fell in love with the scripture. I mean, I was in love with the scriptures. I always loved the scripture, but I was in love all over again. I mean, I saw it in a new way, you know. And what I'm saying is, you can be the same way. A person could come to you saying, you know, they're into this walk, they're into this truth. They know who they are, you know. They know who the Father is. Father. Oh, everything they just lined up. Stars, it seems like the line is perfect for you. Point four, this is talking about. You'll let this person walk in your life. You know, you didn't take them before the elders. You know, that's if you're blessed enough that, you know, have elders in your life. You just went with your heart. Here you are letting the child bless. Here you are letting abuser, a woman be, a whoremonger, drug addict. I mean, all kind of things. Satan's worship. I mean, you go on and on. That's why this lesson was entitled, Be Not Deceived by This Season. The Hell-Eye Day, I think you call it Christmas Day. You know, I'll just keep on this phrase, Hell-Eye Day. Not getting swept away by this. You walking in the malls. It looks like 10 times more people in the malls now than me on a regular day. Everybody's getting, you're on high alert. You know, every person that was halfway attracted to you, they really look attractive.
Yeah, we really got to take a look at, you know, the main thing is trying to keep our eyes on God's word, you know, because that's one of the things that could, you know, trap. Because like you were just saying, you know, after you meet somebody, they look good and all that on the outside, but you can't tell what's in there. And not only just spiritual, you also better be careful physically. Because sometimes, boy, these good-looking opposite, you know, sex, they be looking all good to you, and you think just because it's Christmas time, it got to be a sign, like you say. But that could be Satan packed up in all kind of ways. It could be wrapped up for good. And then, you go with the find yourself doing things with that person that you don't know. And the next thing you know, you first of all have got a hope of something that you can't never get rid of. You know, and doctors don't have to give you hope and what that happens, you just been trapped, you know. That's why we have to look at scripture. I'm just gonna read something real quick so you know that you can be wrong. But it says here in Ephesians chapter 5, okay, verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Is it? That's why we got to understand the fruit of the Spirit is what righteousness is. That's truth, you know? And Psalms 119, verse 171, you get to look at these things and understand that. Proven in verse 10 says, proven for yourself, even to the master. You see? And have no fellowship with the fruitless work of darkness. But brothers, convict them. You know, because the Genesis is right here, for it is a shame, even the secret of what is done by them in secret. You know, that's a shame. It's a shame. It says it. But all matters, being convicted, are manifested by the light of whatever is manifested as light. So, that is why he says, wake up, you who sleep. Wake up, arise from the dead. And the science shall shine on you. And so that's why, you know, we're studying the word, living it, number one, in obedience. You know, most likely you'll have the Spirit of God working with you, cooperating with you. You're cooperating with the end to the point where that demon spirit won't really have a chance to be able to penetrate you. But then again, you got to have your mind made up. You got to be serious. You can't be out here doubting a double-minded being is not stable in all this place. So we got to be careful out here. And I just want to throw that out there, Elder. Continue on, because I know you just bring out something at a point that is very important. Go ahead.
Okay, now I just
want to
let you know your phone is a little staticky. I don't know if our listeners hear that, but I don't know what it is if you're close to the phone or far away, but sometimes it's crystal clear. Right now, good.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Yeah, you're clear again. Now, let's talk about the romance element of this season. The false romance element of the season. I just want to bring this into clarity here about dating. Now, this is something that definitely can finish tonight, or you know, maybe Canada really get heavy into it tonight. But that's where it starts. Okay, you meet somebody. You see somebody you like, and you guys just happen to, you know, talk. You talk with well enough. You agree to go out. Okay, so this this is where we're going to pick it up. The subject is called Dave. And I think we talked a little bit about this elder, but, and I know being another elder discussed this at length. This Dave that you were listening to me, you can verify yourself. Like Elder said earlier, do your own research. This Dave, as we know it today, firm Dave, is Euro-centric, the Gentile concept. Our forefathers, our core culture, is not participate in this dating game. Now, you say, well, but they had marriage, right? Yes, they had marriage. They even had what you would consider courtship. But dating, as we know it, in Western society, that was not part of our culture. It's not part of our history. I'm talking about history before we came over these shores. If we want to really keep it real, and I told Elder I'm not going to use no strong language, together in your own mind, but we're not going to pull it much. This dating thing is nothing more. People say, oh, no, you're dating him, but you started dating again. In today's culture, it's pretty much nothing more than,
two people agreeing to participate in that activity illegitimately.
Exactly. Okay. I'll say you're going to run. How about that? This is a family show. We're trying to keep it clean, and we're going to keep it. But I tell you one thing, for those of you who don't have much control of their mouth, you can fill in some other terms for that. Like he tells us, you're engaged in sexual activity against the will of God. Illicit sex. I used to call it a whole bunch of things. People in the world just go ahead, they just drop the F-bomb. They drop the F-bomb. Come on. Y'all know what that is. And pretty much, that's all dating. You reduce it to its least common denominator. You know what I mean by that? There's actually a fraction of 480. 480 is a fraction. Now, it hasn't been reduced to a smaller term, it hasn't been reduced to its least common denominator. But 480 is a fraction. Now you can reduce that fraction. You can reduce it all the way down to least common denominator. 480. Sure, your math teacher will pay me one half. Right? 480. 4 going to 4, goes to itself one time, and it goes into 8, two times. 480. You can reduce that to least common denominator, one half. You can't reduce it no more than that. So dating, let's reduce it down to the least common denominator, because we don't want to play no game. We just want to put it out there. Dating, if least common denominator, go ahead and drop the F on. We ain't gonna do it on this show. But that's all dating is. You people that act like you got a conscience and everything, you might try to clean it up. No, that's not what I date for personality and all this. Well, come on now. What is it going to be? It's just a matter of time before that happens. Most times when that happens, you're not going to be married. It'll be before you marry. That's all dating is. I done seen brothers and sisters just keep it. So-called Hebrew Israelite walk. I done seen them engage in it. I done seen Christianity engage in it. That's all people in the world. Of course, people in
and you know, most of the young men brag about it. They don't have no shame of sinning against God in that area. Brag about it. You got guys, I listen to, you know, some online videos, you know, you got guys bragging about it. You know, they just go to the gym just to get there, you know, body, tone, so they can attract women, and so they can bring women to bed. You know, because they know women are just as weak in that area as men, if not more so. So that's all you got. People hooking up. People, yeah, okay, so that's the term I'll use now. The hookup. You know, that's clean. People are hooking up. And they like to use the term daily. That has no place. That has no place in our culture. You might say, oh, well, you know, that's too primitive. You got to date to know somebody. We're not telling you to marry somebody, have that status. But there's other ways. Family played a large part. If you really want to go back to the way our culture, family played a large part into who the young man, the young lady would see of what happened with their potential spouse. You know why? Because family, it was their job to do the vetting. Now, I'm not saying the young person involved didn't have any say-so. I'm sure they talked to, you know, the mother, the father, you know, aunt, whoever, you know, the elders, and ask questions, get advice, and maybe even express their displeasure if they just felt, you know, mom, dad, this was just not a good match. You know, family was nevertheless involved. Now, you might say that's old-fashioned, but who better to be involved than the people who love you the most? The people who for your welfare the most, who want to see you succeed in life the most, who better to get their advice from? It's such an important thing. Because remember, we don't supposed to, at least we don't supposed to go to the mindset as the world do when we marry. We're supposed to marry for life. I've already blew that one, you know. But, hallelujah, I haven't been divorced since I came into this church. And I plan to never be able to shame somebody who has been divorced. But I'm saying that's not what you go into it for. You go into it for life. That's what I went into my marriage for when I was in the truth and my spouse was in the truth, my wife. So we're in this for life. And I'm sure Elder is too, but it's one. That's what you go into it for. So who better people who love you more than anyone else on this earth, at least in the natural. Now, I'm talking about love more than Yah. But you're going to include Yah too. You're going to pray. You're going to seek his face. You're not going to just put your body out there just to be passed around until somebody, you know, until everything lines up in your mind that, you know, a square peg falls into a square hole, you know. That's not the way you do it. You don't shake the dice and throw them against the wall. You know, I'm dating now. You know, I'm dating three different guys. I'm dating six different women. That's not the way our culture was born. And to be truthful, I mean, that's not where our culture was. And that's not the way we should be now. And to be truthful, this fornicated spirit is so strong. A lot of you are just so indifferent to it that you don't even feel it's a sin anymore. You go into a relationship knowing that you're going to have illicit sex. You know, when you call yourself in a relationship with someone, you know you're going to was into the church, I didn't, you know, a lot of times I had the mind that I'm saying, I'm not going to do it. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to please, at that time, God. But a lot of times you fall anyway. Some people say, hey, let's get that part out of the way. Let's just go ahead and get that part out of the way so we can see if we're compatible there. Some people say, you know, they don't trust God at all. They just say, you know, I got to find out. I'm compatible. So you got to see it. There's no other way. And you don't forget, you can jump in anytime you want.
Gentiles. That's when we bring all of this
he shows us, because it tells us, touch not peace. And so there are things that if we do, it's just not clean, because like you say, you know, you just beat somebody just because they look good, they smell good, they think of food. Well, for me, you know, you don't just all of a sudden be ready to jump in the bed with them. You know, you go to the bed, you say they smell good. Oh, yeah, they have some pretty good old perfume out there. You know, some perfume out there that you can't miss it. You know, they do it on purpose to make sure, you know, that they have what they need to attract to them. They got all kind of ways to use it now, you know, but that doesn't mean anything, because if you don't know that person yet, you still don't know what's going on with them, you see, and it could be devastating to you spiritually, or physically and physically, you know, because it's a dangerous world we're living in now. So all we're going to be able to escape this filth out there is things are going to be worse. You'll follow this counsel. So there's a lot of good counseling in here. And also, for the young people, they do need to listen to the elders, you know, because a lot of us out here, we just don't do things. And Yah has already allowed us to experience some of these things that young people are experiencing. You know, and if they could be willing to listen to the elders and ask questions of elders, they may be able to get some really good help. Okay, so you know, that's what I'm saying. And that's why he tells us even in 1 Peter, let's look at that chapter 5, therefore, as a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of the Messiah, and also a sharer of the esteem that is to be revealed, I appeal to the elders among you, shepherd the flock of Yah, which is among you, bearing as overseers, not by compulsion, but voluntarily, not out of grief, but in the beginning, eagerly. Okay? See, so that's what we got to understand. We got to be willing to do the work as a work just, you know, like he's appealing to us here, okay? So hallelujah, hallelujah. But Elder, I see that we at time is 8:01 right now, so if you want, we can go ahead and get back into this next week and continue on. And so I'll let you, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, I can hear you good.
I just want to read this one scripture, but yeah, it looks like we're out of time. But we want to invite our listeners to come back next week. We're going to really get into this case. We're going to break this down. We're going to get into this fornication. We're going to get all into this. Plus, that is part of this season too. And furthermore, that's what's destroying our people. People are taking this sin very indifferent. They have become desensitized. Elder, I guess if our time is out, short like this, please join us again next week at the same time. And we're gonna we'll just hit the ground running. We'll get right into it.
All right. Hallelujah.
In the meantime, don't fall victim to the seat of that spirit, of that false romantic spirit. Hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah. All right, again, you are the elders of the Hebrew Israelite nation, and if you feel like you want to call us and get in on our conversation that we do have going here, be sure to call. Press 1 on your phone, and I'll come on in and comment or ask questions, whatever you want to do. Number 657-383-1495. Say that 657-383-1495. Feel free to give us a call. Sometimes you're here, but glad to work with you.
All right.
Okay, so with that being said, just go ahead and close it out. I'm going to close it out with the OJ tonight, a prayer by an OJ. All right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, Pastor. Thank you. y'all take 40.